Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, welcome everybody to Self-Care, and it is one day after the Lions Gate. So I think we've all had some interesting experiences. Really the last week, but the last 24 hours has been quite a ride. So I'm excited to, looks like we have comments on the show already. Who do we have here? Teddy June, Dear Susan Essentials, I'm in. Honey, you are always in. I love you. Thank you for being here. And we have Chris. She says, good morning. She's a heart, hear, heal, know your soul. That's what she's created for her new vision in life. And then we have Zelda Robinson, our Monday morning host. She says, grand rising, beautiful queen sister, bod time, have great show, going to the gym, smoochies. Zelda, you want to listen to this one from the gym, because this is going to be pretty interesting, and we're going to have some music to share. So you want to listen to that with the bod. put the bod around your neck so that you can be both. So I have Michael on the show today, Michael Murphy Burke, and he is amazing and a sound guy. and he's a sound guy, I'm a sound girl, and we do it completely differently. And so that's the beauty, right? So like everyone can help the body heal using, well, in this case, we're both using sound, but we're doing it completely differently. And both achieving the same results. So it's really kind of cool. So I'm so excited to bring on Michael. Hold on one second. Grand Rising.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful Tuesday morning.
It really is. We are sharing the show all over the world today. So we're so excited. And if you're listening in, please post in the comments where you're tuning in from. We'd love to know. We've had people in from Australia, the UK. So we're excited to share the wisdom and help people tune the temple.
Yes.
When you said that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. Talk to us.
Tuning up the temple.
Yeah. Talk to us about how you came in, how you found music in this form. And I'm sharing the show, so that's why I'm kind of looking this way. I'm sending out to a couple hundred people. So.
Sure. I believe it started for me by being born and raised in New Orleans, a very musical city, a very open city to being your own a particular type of vibration. But at that time growing up, I didn't know about sound therapy. I just was brought up with lots of sound, lots of music, but mostly sound. There were times in New Orleans where the city is just flooded with sound, not particularly music in general. There was all kinds of jazz and various types of music, but sometimes it was just sound. People just played their instruments and made you feel good. I didn't realize till later when I became a vibrational sound therapist that I'd been doing sound therapy all my life. But
so
I just did it because I loved it.
How would you make the distinction between sound and music?
Well, I think music has, to me, some type of structure. The mind then attaches to a pattern, a rhythm.
We lost you, Michael. Oh, there you are. Okay, so I was asking you about the difference between sound and music. And
yes,
we
seem to have lost it for a minute there.
Yeah, all good. Go ahead.
So music, to me, implies some type of structure, some type of pattern.
Okay.
Most of us are brought up with a melody, a chorus, something that catches your ear and you know that that's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Sound in general allows us to be in the moment. It just allows us to be open to what's happening in that instant. And it's very powerful to be present in the moment and not anticipate what's going to happen or know, oh, I like this part that's coming. You don't know what's coming. It's just being there. Be here now. Very important is to be in the moment of sound. So sound to me, I think all music is sound, but not all sound is necessarily music.
So that's really insightful, right? So being present. So when I play my drums, which I'll bring in, you know, a little bit later, it's not a structured tune that I've created. I'm actually bringing in the frequency that spirit drives me to bring.
Of course, in that moment, what
in
you're feeling,
moment.
What's flowing out of you, and you're creating in that instant, and the drum then, I would say, coincides with your energy, and you create the sound in that moment. Like my instruments never sound the same twice. It's what's remarkable about them. The drum may sound similar every time, but it's always a little different because of the temperature, the texture, the rate I hit it, what I invite the sound out with, always a little different. That's about being present to what's happening in that moment. Life is constantly on and off, coming and going. So Why aren't we? Let's stay that way. Let's not get in a pattern. Not big on patterns.
So I'm not big on patterns either, right? Matter of fact,
that's why we get along.
Yeah, that's why we get along is right. And it's interesting because a lot of people, and I won't say all, but a lot of people are comfortable with, I have to be at work at this time, be doing, having my coffee at that time, and like have this routine.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not comfortable in routine.
Yeah, I'm not that way. Never have been. Never did what we call fit in. Well, you have to go with this. This is the way we like it done. Well, that's not the way I would like to do it. I'd like to do it my way. You suggest to me where you'd like to get to. I'll decide how we get there. Don't tell me how to do it.
Right. And don't get me wrong. Younger, it was good to have structure because it allowed me to focus and learn like, I'm still sharing the show. We've got about another 50 left to do, but the structure allowed me to learn and make distinctions and discernment. And then
I came up in a highly structured, kind of Roman Catholic upbringing and boarding school kind of atmosphere, but structure taught me that I did not like structure. So I had to learn that way. It's the beautiful unfolding of education.
Exactly. And so, we're done with that. And don't get me wrong, there's certain things that I like having structure for. But it's small, right? Like I like having structure of stoplights. Because that way I know that the person's going to stop at the stoplight and I can go through green, right?
Or you suppose they are.
Yeah, maybe, right? So structure has, in my opinion, a small place in the world. But when we allow for people to be, we allow for creativity and harmony. Actually, what we allow for is the harmony of the universe to play together.
Yes, when we allow and surrender, those are great strengths in our lives. They're not weaknesses. So to step into that power of allowing and surrendering is very tough for some people, but I find it to be the only way to live.
Yes, he's saying here, I don't know how to do the other thing. Although I still had to surrender to a few things the other day, so I had to learn. I mean, I'm a constant learning process, right? So June says, I'm South Central Atlanta and all over the universe, Korea through and through. She's a musician, right? So she played in a band, actually.
Welcome.
For a very long time, family friend. And then we have Chris. She says, I love healing and releasing to music. And
yes.
She says, there's great teaching in music and finding your harmony or song.
We are made of music. So that's why I like to call it tuning up the temple. Many people, they're not ill. They're just out of tune. They've gone out of phase with the music that is them. We are made of music. Our cells talk to one another through vibrational ecstasy. So when we get in the way of that by crowding it with, sometimes it's just thought. Thought becomes a massive drain on our energy when we should just be allowing, not let's not say should. It's better to just allow the moment to be the moment. And you realize that the moment is you before you are the moment. It is creating you, and it is creating you through sound, through music. We are all vibrating beings, and sometimes we just lose the ability to hear our own music. So when we hear it, the body releases amazing chemicals, amazing energies within us that goes, thank you for taking a moment to hear your own song. We're going to blaze health into every cell of your structure right now through the power of sound. We just have to allow.
Right.
There's nothing to really do. It's about being. That's why we're called human beings, not human doings.
Right. So, it's being present in the moment.
Yes.
And a lot of people find that tough to do. I mean, if
yes.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, if I'm busy trying to get some work done, I can't be present in the moment for somebody else who wants my attention, but I'm being present in the moment for what my agenda is at that point in time. And I think, actually, I think I was supposed to say that because I think that sometimes people think that other people aren't being present, but maybe they're being present for themselves for their what they need.
True.
They can't be present for who you are at that moment in time because they have this agenda and you haven't made a request for them to be there for you, you know, like that.
True.
It just occurred to me and a spirit told me to share that. And then Andrew caught what you said, which I was going to ask you to repeat, but we are made of music. Beautiful, right? That's just, I mean, that's amazing. Do you want to expound upon that? Because if you
don't, I will. It's what I do in my sound journeys that I create for the public, but I also get to do it as a vibrational sound therapist during the week at many of the treatment centers and youth empowerment, mental health. I work all over the field, and I really believe that it works across the board as a complementary therapy because we are made of music. We are these vibrating strings of nature that have come together as you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're expressed in a godzillion different points of view, but we are the one source, the one song, the universe, one song. So we express as ourselves, and that's the individual nature of life. It's a beautiful thing. But together, we make this one beautiful sound, which is the music of, they would say the music of the spheres, but it's actually the music of all things. And when I say we are made of music, it's why I consider it tuning up the temple. In Native American culture, they would gather around someone who wasn't feeling well and sing and chant and remind them of their song. They knew them their whole lives, and if you have lost the ability to hear your own music, so let us bring that back to you. You're not ill. You're just not at ease. You're out of tune. So let's tune up the temple. And the way to do it is to bring the body into tune. And who knows what your tuning is? Each of us has an individual tuning that expresses itself as us, but our body knows it. It's inherently divine. It knows its best tuning. When we allow and get out of the way, the tuning can come in. And sometimes in the West here, we believe that doing nothing means getting nothing done. It's all bullshit. Doing nothing gets a lot done. We have to get out of the way sometimes to let everything tune up. It's a blessing that we are in this body. We are here for a reason. And part of it, I think, is to be in tune and to help others tune up.
So we're made of music. We're made from music, right? Because two people came together, you know, out of love to create another, co-create another human being.
Yes, your song will bring you together.
Right, and then create another human.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's powerful. And my friend Jerry Curtin, he says, wonderfully said, Michael. Yeah, right? Thank you, Jerry, for tuning in. And thank you, Andrew and Chris and Teddy and Zelda. We're so happy to have you all here this morning. So when you were here, you, nice, Jerry, he says one song, right? So when the universe comes
one
together,
song, universe, yeah, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
It's right there in front of us all the time. Universe, one song.
Right. Yeah. Oh, of course it is.
You just got that?
I did. I was a little slow. Well, what I was, I just knew it was one song, but I didn't connect it to the word universe.
Yeah. Universe.
Universe. And when we start looking at words in a, and, you know, I don't always do this, obviously, right? That's clear. But when we start to pause and really look at words, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, as a poet, I'm constantly doing that, especially words have been bastardized through the years because people just use a word not realizing the power that is within that word. And ancient languages like Aramaic and Native American languages like Lakota are very much based in a vibration. The word may mean something if you translate it, but the vibration when they say it, the way they say it, the guttural sound of their voice or the high sound, how they express it, has a true meaning in the vibration of the word itself. Some words in Aramaic and Lakota and Sanskrit, you can't translate into English. There's no translation.
Right.
Because there's not a word that we have that would mean that. It's more of a feeling, more of an essence. And that's the vibrational power of language, of words. I believe, let's look at entrance. I think tuning up the temple is when we enter the temple through sound, it's an entrance. So we go in trance, into a trance, entrance. And
yes,
as we get into the temple, we reach the altar. Each temple has an altar. And when we get to the altar, we are altered, literally altered in our consciousness. So these words carry great power, great depth, great ability to translate energy within us. And the body, the cells know that. The cellular structure responds to that. It doesn't listen to English, Spanish, Japanese. It listens to vibration. So when we speak in vibration, amazing things happen. That's what we call instantaneous healing, miracles. It happens through the power of sound.
So, right.
That's what I believe.
And I had written this a long time ago because it's the title of my new book, which I'm still working on. It's called Words Are Just Vibrations in the Air.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And so, and here's the thing, I've often taught people that you can say the word, thank you. Oh, thank you. And listen to that vibration. It's beautiful. It's, a thank you. Thank you. Right? There's a different vibration on that. It's aggressive and it's hard. Right? And it doesn't feel good. Versus, oh my gosh, thank you. And so people have an opportunity to step up to that the vibration that they put behind their words will drive how it's perceived. Right?
Huge. I often say if you only say one prayer in your whole life, thank you is a pretty good one. Very powerful two words.
As long as the vibration behind it's correct.
You embed your heart and soul in that statement, it carries that kind of universal weight.
Yes. But there's a lot of people, who use the word thank you not with very beautiful vibrations. I mean, look what
true.
I just did. I was aggressive, right? I brought in that aggressive tone. And so what I'm asking people to look at for themselves, right? Because I'm not here judging. I'm just sharing.
Sure.
Look at the vibration that you have behind the words that you share.
Oh, yeah. Very important.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you. Well, I mean, and you're a poet, so we're going to have you read some of these, a couple of pieces today. But before we do that, do you have that flute with you accessible?
The what?
The flute?
Yes.
Okay. You want to play? And I have the toy.
Nice.
So how about if I play mine and you play yours?
Where'd you find out about those neuromodulation pods?
From you.
Those
so
are fabulous.
We're actually using these in a very powerful way. So
yes.
You taught us to put these on the stomach, right? So
you
when
can
I
place them anywhere in your body, but I like the solar plexus in the heart.
That's what we do. And then at the same time, we have the BOD. We're using the BOD, which works, on the brain. So it helps with the brain-gut connection.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so I'll let you start, and I'll tune in with these.
The brain-gut connection is so important, and the heart-brain coherence is incredibly important. The heart sends probably 400 times more energy and signals to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. The
say
heart
that again?
Is in control.
Wait, say that again? Cause like, and slow that one down
sends,
because I think we all need to really hear it.
The heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. Energy, electromagnetic field starts in the heart, and it sends information to the brain that then tells the body. The brain will tell the body how to behave, what to do, but it starts in the heart. One of the first organs that forms in the fetus is the heart. We are literally heart-centered beings. It forms, and everything forms after that. So the heart, basically our guide. When you really play from the heart and come from the heart, a whole world opens that it's miraculous.
I'm with you, and I want to tell you that, first of all, our parrot, my daughter, right, Fagala, she always tells people on the show to start with heart. Like,
yes.
She's very specific about that. Now, I want to tell you something else. When people use this sound frequency device, the BOD that you use, right?
Yeah.
It works when you start from heart.
Yes.
So it's all heart-centered. So if you're in your heart and you're using this, your ego won't drive it. Your brain won't drive it. Your heart will drive
it. It's the heart, yeah. The heart. People, you know, we were brought up and taught that the heart was just a pump that pumps the blood around the body. That's just one of the things it happens to do. The heart is much more important than it's just a pump. It really governs our essence. And being at your house and the parrot was so cool to me. We could feel each other's hearts, no doubt about it.
Yeah, she loves you.
All over me, man.
You know, you go to commercial in 3 minutes. What I'd like to do is have you play, and I'm going to go get the two girls to bring in while you're playing. And what I'm going to do also, let me just switch this around. Hold on. And then I'm going to make myself smaller. There we go. You are the star of the show. Let's play
you
some music.
You want to play a little?
Yes.
Thank you.
I got chills.
A little, just a little taste of sound therapy.
We'll be doing more. There's an echo. Interesting. You don't happen to have two windows open, do you?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Oh, it's gone. Whatever it is, it's gone.
I do not.
Okay. So Chris has a question. She says, if one has an extraordinarily big heart and circulatory system, does this allow one to carry a, let's say, bigger vibration? The question.
Well, that's a possibility. I'm not a doctor, although I do play one on television. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Our generation understands that.
it makes sense to me that it would. You know, if you have a larger heart and a larger circulatory system, maybe the energies are flowing at a more divine rate and you can share more. But I think anyone has the ability to expand their heart through their conscious behavior and the structure of their system. When you truly have an intention, a lot of times I set an intention for the most beneficial outcome. And the universe, I think, wishes for us to have the most beneficial outcome. It's us who get in the way sometimes. But when we're out of the way, I think the heart naturally grows and expands, and you therefore increase the circulatory flow and therefore the energy. And it just, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing. The more you practice opening the heart, the larger the heart gets. And there's no limit to the expansion.
I agree. And I think that it's also about embracing who you are and expanding.
Totally. Loving yourself. Love for yourself is key. This love within it truly is the greatest love of all.
It is.
You cannot love another fully until you fully love yourself.
Yes. You can't love anybody unless you love yourself. I say that all the time.
True.
And so, and then I would say, in addition to that, it's about increasing your etheric field to expand. That's kind of like another layer of skin, if you will, right?
Yes. I agree. Yes.
So we are going to go to a quick commercial. Or a couple of commercials, and my girls are behind me, and they're excited to see you. My delightful husband just brought them in. So, and if you have a question you want to call into the show, the number is, and we'll take calls after the commercial, 515-605-9325. And we will play commercials here in a second. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, We support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
All right, so we are back, and Fagel is going to come up here. Whoops, maybe not. She's holding on down there. And it looks like Michael may have taken a biological break, which is all good. So if you have any questions for Michael or for myself, the number is 515-605-9325. And I'm just looking for my girlfriend. Apparently not. So we are back on air. All right. So
welcome back.
We are back. So talk to us about how you got involved in the poetry aspect. And my girlfriend here is going to join us in a second, Begala. She seems to be looking for something. I'm not sure what, but we'll let her do what she wants to do. So how did you get involved in poetry?
I seem to have always written poetry from the time I was in high school. I remember I think one of the first things I came across that really touched me was a poem called Desiderata,
okay.
A great piece. But I thought at the time, I just felt like I was a writer. I painted a lot. I wrote. I just seemed to be happy when I was creating. I loved to create. So I felt at that time if I could write something that touched others, the way that Desiderata touched me, then maybe I could leave something to this world that was of value. And so I wrote a lot. And during high school, I remember the principal had read a few things, and she asked if I would write something for the school to talk to the students. This was in the 70s, so various things were popping up, and in New Orleans, a port city, lots of things flowing through and people experimenting. So she wanted me to try and touch the students in a way that it told them how to experiment with life and not get too involved with getting lost in drugs and so forth and some of the behaviors that were happening in our society. So I remember I wrote a piece that really touched the school. She published it in the school newspaper, and that's kind of what blasted me off. I went, oh, I like being published. I like that someone would see me and go, hey, I read what you wrote. It touched me. That's a beautiful thing. So I've written all through my life, really as a form of therapy for myself. It has helped me deal with anything and everything that comes up. I seem to write, and that's what processes it through me. And sometimes I would write, but I didn't know what was going on with the writing. I didn't understand it. I had no idea. And as I became a little older and started to publish more things, a lot of the people that published my stuff in different magazines and the publisher I worked with said, you know, Mike, are you sharing everything that you write with me? And I said, no, I'm just sharing the things that I kind of know what they mean in a way. She says, well, I'd like you to share everything because some of the things you write are not meant for you. And that touched me very deeply.
Yeah.
I realized I was writing.
You're writing.
I was writing for a society, an evolution of consciousness. I wasn't just writing for me, but it was coming through me. And that became a really lively way to rebirth my faith, which I kind of lost touch with through the Catholic upbringing and the strict regimen. The exoskeleton of the Catholic Church was not a big fan of it. So I drifted away from any type of organized faith. And writing brought it back to me. And then I discovered Rumi. Yeah.
Rumi,
Gore, Khalil Gibran, they just touched me so deeply. These were writers that were writing for the world, for the universe. And I thought, I didn't claim to be that, but I thought, I think I am one of those spirits. And those spirits that helped them, that moved through them, were moving through me as well. And I just started to write voraciously, published a book, and I'm getting ready to publish my second one. And it's just pure joy. I still write. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and just write and then read it the next day because I'm not sure what it was till I read it.
Right.
Thrilled to death. I have no idea how it comes through, but that's the divine connection. It's what happens when I play sound. I'm not really playing sound. I'm being played, definitely.
Right. Well, you guys are playing each other.
Yes.
Would you kindly, because I wasn't able to post it because it was too long in the thread, but would you share it's the fluctuation of stillness. Would you share that with us? Are you able
sure.
to?
Sure. I believe I have it in here. Give me just one second.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could read it for people, but your voice is amazing. People, there's another voice coming in, so just stay tuned for that. And Vieta says, Grand Rising Queen, thank you, Michael, for sharing.
You're very welcome.
Here
it is right here.
All right.
The Fluctuation of Stillness. I'm glad you asked. It'll be in the new book. The Fluctuation of Stillness. Chaos longs for completion. Fear longs for freedom. A closed mind is an open wound. Parting as if to expect nourishment, yet only allowing enough, not realizing enough is more. We bloom from where we bleed. Lack of perception does not institute negation. One hand clapping does make a sound, same as a tree falling in the forest of our lives. Our lack of awareness is a mask, a veil that veils illusion. And illusion is conceptual. What do we create to be illusioned? How does matter? How does matter really matter? Actually, it might not. Matter is only the form from the shape of possibilities. So, what possibility? The possibility that wisdom knows I am nothing. Love knows I am everything. The dance between the two is life. I am nothing and everything. I am both, bouncing between static imbalance, which is balanced by the flow. I am the fluctuation of stillness. I am still the wind, even on a windless day. I am still the water, even upon a parched land. I am still the light, though darkness may cover my eyes. I must keep moving to be still. I must keep moving to be still.
What does the last part mean, Michael? Because that's, what does the last part mean? I must keep...
The last part has been just so deep, it's hard to explain. When I am truly moving, all my cells are constantly on and off, in life, out of life, in life, out of life, shaping, not shaping, being, not being. There's an on and off to everything. So I'm constantly moving. I must keep moving. When all of that is moving, each cell is in a divine harmony, in a brilliant union, then that is stillness. When it is in tune, the temple is in tune, everything all of a sudden maybe flashes on, I am still. I am in that stillness. But I am moving because everything has flashed to that moment, that instant. And then when it changes, can I stay in that instant? Can I be that instant? Yes, every moment. But it's about being here now. Ram Dass said it the best, be here now. How do you truly be here now? By being here now. There is no past or future. It's all right here, right now. Your power, your energy, your brilliance lies in the moment. So to be still is to be fully present in the movement of everything.
Yeah, it's being present in the moment because the body has to be doing what it does, which is moving, the cells rejuvenating and all of that, right?
Yeah.
And you can be completely present in the moment. And she is singing your tune. She wants to talk to you.
She liked that statement.
Yeah, she did. You want to come say hi to Uncle Michael?
She said, well said, Dr. Sound. Well said, Dr. Sound.
Hey, Dr. Sound. There you go.
Thank you for asking me to read that piece. I love that piece.
Is there another piece that you're called to read?
I think you heard a piece I did called The Mayhem of Mythos.
Oh, I love that piece. Yes, please.
Let's do that one.
Thank you.
This is called The Mayhem of Mythos. This will be in my new book as well called Dancing with the Shadows.
Dancing with the Shadows. That's powerful.
Yeah, the first book called Dancing with the Divine.
Okay.
The second book, Dancing with the Shadows.
And where do they buy your book?
It's available on Amazon. It's also available for me at any place I play. Mm-hmm. And working on the website to get it available back on there. We're having some issues with the website right now, but we're reworking it. So right now it's available on Amazon. And you can always order it directly from me. A lot of people send me their address, and I mail them the book, and we exchange money that way. And that way, Amazon doesn't take any of the money. I like doing that. I'll sign the book and mail it directly to you. So
if you put in your best number to reach you at.
Put my address on your site or something. People are welcome to contact me and my number.
That's what I'm asking. If you put it in the private chat,
sure,
I'll put it in here. For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So let's do the Mayhem of Mythos.
Okay.
The stories that we tell ourselves are some of the strongest illusions we create.
Wow.
But there's a story inside every story, and there's a fate inside every fate. There's a way we think it should go. Then there's a way it seems to come, and never the twain shall meet until we have unified as one. This illusion of separation this sense that something is happening to us is but a confirming delay for our wholeness as these persistent illusions move through us. For until we see the illusion no more, only the truth of the moment to be, shall we realize that nothing is happening to us. It's happening for us, eternally. Each character that we play and every actor we've assigned play the roles that show us ourselves until we are no longer blind. Then we see through God's own eyes how the union is so complete and every doubt we've ever had suggests a lesson quite incomplete. For until we see that we are all, including every judgment we've ever made, we shall dance inside these illusions, deliriously dismayed. Judging things with right or wrong, and labeling good or bad. These are the mayhem of mythos. These illusions that drive us mad. For each of us are saints who often believe we are sinners. And though a thousand lives we've lived, we are forever just beginners. We are playing every role. We are the gist of every story. We are the anger in our agony and the God within our glory. For everything we need to know is already deep within our clay. Let's watch the stories we tell ourselves and not allow them to guide us astray. For we are more than the stories we tell. We are the source from whence they arrive. And source has no need for mayhem, or the mythos that keeps it alive.
Beautiful. Really
Thank
beautiful.
You.
So Vieta Robinson, who's our our holistic health coach.
Powerful. I sometimes cry when I recite it. Powerful.
I know. I love it. I love it. I love how in tune you are with your own temple.
Yeah. Divine.
Vieta says, wow, this is higher consciousness poetry. Thank you.
Thank you. The great source within.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say this before I read what Chris had to say. So I have, they're just giving me chills all over. You absolutely are the reincarnation of Rumi.
Thank you. I was born the same day as Rumi.
Yeah, you are the reincarnation.
800 years later. We were both born on September 30th.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You have a birthday coming up soon, so we're all going to celebrate. So,
this comment says Paul Harvey. I love Paul Harvey.
Yeah, he says the way you speak reminds me of Paul Harvey. That's a compliment for me. I loved his voice and cadence.
I love Paul Harvey. That's wonderful.
And Andrew says, I loved your poem the first time you read it in church and was moved again. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And Dr. Tracy Cantarudi says, such wisdom and beauty. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
To have you on the show today.
It's a pleasure. And the beautiful thing about mystical poetry is the more you read it, the deeper it goes. The poem keeps changing and finding new depths. The beauty of poetry is between the lines, the things I didn't write, the capturing essence of the words, give an energy to the flow of our creation, what makes each cell bathe itself in beauty. So I often read these poems.
Hi, I'm Kate
Corp. I kept writing them. I'm not, I don't remember how or when it came, but when I read it, it's like it's touching me for the first time deeper and deeper, and it's beautiful. And that's why I put books out and I share on Facebook quite a bit just for free, because many people aren't going to go buy a book of poetry, but I want them to experience it however it comes to them. That's the beauty of giving, and I get so much from that. There's this beautiful exchange.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I do what I do, because a lot of people aren't going to stop and take time.
Yeah.
You know, because this is basically, you know, we volunteer to do what we're doing here. This is a volunteer role. And so I take this opportunity to share about what people might not otherwise know.
I love that. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Your beautiful soul.
Likewise. You know, there was a girlfriend who I went to high school with, and she's a bright light. She's really, really smart, and she's never heard of EMS. And so that just tells me I have to keep doing my work.
Yes.
You know, because there's nothing wrong with her at all. She's perfect, a perfect human. And, like, she's just not aware of what's going on in our world and why she may not be feeling well.
Right. So we're messengers, all of us. And I think this time we're alive on Earth at this time for a particular reason, and we're gifted to be here in this life. It's not about, you know, stepping outside of the body. It's not about transcending the body. It's about embodying the transcendent, bringing it into ourselves, being that moment. And you never know who you're going to touch by that, who has no idea about chakras or energy or things of that nature. And you may be the person to expose them to that. Then they look further into it and they help others. And this is the conscious evolution that I always believed in, is to bring each individual to a closeness to the divine, which they already are, but there's a lot of things that are blocking a lot of us, and we think we're not holy, we're not there, we're not worthy. It's bullshit. We all are. We have that. We have put a lot of stuff in the way, and now we are able to, it's not about being superhuman. We are human, and that is super in itself. We are here in this body for a reason, and this body allows us to worship and praise and find faith and help others do the same. It's a blessing just to breathe.
Yeah, and so
each breath a gift.
Yes. So you know, I'm in the pre-launch phase of the functional food program, which I'm so grateful to have found a developer who can do what we need to do. Right? Did you catch her doing a poop on Mama? Yeah. But I'm wearing green pants, which is the exact color of her poop. So there you go. So she's in synchronicity for sure.
Synchronicity is there.
So
God winks, we like to call it.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious. You know, people get bored and I'm like, it's a poop. And it's organic poop, so I'm okay. So the functional food program is so critically important. And Dr. Tracy Cantarutti took my program, this woman right here, right? And one of the things we're going to be, and she gets the self-paced version for free because, you know, she already paid for the one-on-one version. So anybody who's taken the one-on-one gets this for free, which is really cool.
Nice.
And the thing is, the beauty, and this ties into what you just said, the beauty behind the program. Could you let Mommy finish speaking, please? We love you.
I'm already talked.
The beauty behind the program, we're going to get, we're going to, okay, everybody gets to see what I do to my bird. And she loves it. I give her a raspberry. See how happy she is?
Yeah.
Raspberries, good. Mom. I love raspberries.
Who doesn't love a good raspberry?
Because it's a vibration. So, the cool thing is that we're talking about this functional food program is about removing interferences. So the food program, yes, is about food, but it's the things, the hidden toxins in your food that stop you from being your best self. So we're not telling you to diet, right? We're not telling you to do keto. We're not telling you to do paleo. We're not, you know, telling you to go vegan or vegetarian. We're saying when you do you, do it without the interferences.
Take the poison out of your food.
That's it.
What you put in the temple is what helps create cellular activity. So we talked the other day about it. It's not just about what you eat. It's about what you eat eats.
Yeah,
so
you are what they eat.
Down the line.
Yeah, so we had Tony Mirandino on the show the other week, 2 weeks ago. He's an organic farmer.
Nice.
Called Pharma. Yes, he has an organic
farmer. You're a farmer.
Because his farmer is made with real things. That's how farmers are supposed
to
be.
So New York. He's a farmer.
He's a farmer. So, and Philip says when you educate... Philip says when you educate people about spirit, they may not be ready to hear it, but you plant a seed that can grow later.
I completely agree with that beautiful statement. Many times at Sound Journeys, I believe I am tilling the soil. I am planting seeds in whoever's there experiencing the sound. Whether they know it at that moment or not doesn't matter. A seed has been planted, and it can be watered later through more sound, and as they tune up, they feel this energy and they don't even know it got planted. That's the beautiful thing. And many times when people are in the dark, they think they've been buried. They are not. They've been planted in this dark soil, allowed to grow into a new expression, a new being that then blossoms. And nature is our most beautiful example. It does it all the time. If we take a moment and just witness nature, constantly rebirthing itself, and we are the same. We are these beautiful plants growing out of Mother Earth. We happen to be called humans, but we're plants like anything else, and we grow.
I'm with you. And we're
going from carbon-based to light-based. I think that's part of this Lion's Gate, and the energies I've been feeling lately is this upgrading, this reintegrating, this assimilating of new energies that don't require as much food anymore, require more light.
So you
want
to explain what that means, like how we're going from carbon-based to light-based?
Hard for me to explain it. I'm just starting to experience it. So I haven't been able to really put it into words, except that my body seems different when I eat. It wants certain foods that are full of light.
Same here.
Not particular. I don't really search out nutrients as much as a food that bathes me in a light energy. Hard to explain it right now, but I will be writing poetry about it.
Yeah, and so how that shows up for me, so I do eat, even though I say energy and plant-based healing. Oh, and I just want to finish, I'm sorry, on Philip's comment. He says, you plant a seed that can grow later. And he says, that's how it was for him. Like someone planted a seed for him.
Beautiful, Philip.
Yeah, so I really just want to acknowledge that. And the fact that he sees it, right?
Yes.
Philip is a very bright soul. And we're so happy to have him in our life. So how this shift is showing up for me is, yes, I still eat meat,
But especially the meat that I eat is so amazing because the way that it's raised. But it's 2 ounces of meat, right? And then
yes.
the rest of it is vegetables or fruit.
Yeah, I eat a lot of fruit.
Yeah, I don't really need a lot of meat. Vieta wants to know, so we need your contact information if we could, if you could put that in the private chat for us. Cause, and
sure.
Vieta would like to know your Facebook page as well.
Sure.
Your private chat, the fourth button down on the right-hand side, and you click that, Michael, and it'll give you an upper, or maybe it's not, you might not have four buttons, but you'll have one that says private chat, and it's on the right, and you click that, and you type in your information.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to play something that you have on a YouTube channel. Give me 1 minute.
Sniper and author of the Still Survival Guide.
Commercial, but here we go. So I want everybody to see some of the work that you've done. All right, so we're about here.
We welcome you to a taste of a sound journey. About a 20-minute sampling of what I usually do for around an hour, maybe longer. So enjoy this mini sound journey where we venture within. Closing our eyes, opening our hearts, freeing our minds, freeing our minds, close your eyes. Thank you.
Okay, so we are, if you want to contact Michael Burke, his information is there. We put it in the thread, and it's also on the screen. And we are going to go to commercial because we're just a little bit late. Let me do that first.
Are we back?
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employee or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right.
And we're back.
We are back. I do have one other commercial I'm going to do for the Female Solution.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9225. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, so we are back. And let me just see if I can, there we go. So If anybody has any questions for Michael, this would be a great time to call into the show. We have a lot of callers and listeners, I should say, on the switchboard. And we, we can, you can tune in from Blog Talk, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Podbean, Spotify, Apple, Audible, all of that. And, but if you have a question, just call into the show. So, Michael, what is next on the agenda? And I'm going to, people can also email you here, by the way. We displayed Michael's contact information. That's how you email him, michael@michaelmurphybook.com. This is his address. So if you want to get the book, his phone number, 678-469-0340. His Facebook is Michael Burke. I can't see. Instagram is Michael Burke 801. I connected with you yesterday. and the question from Chris, she wants to know, is that a drum you have hanging? I really feel that is the heart space. So that's for, behind you, I think.
Yes.
I think.
Oh.
That looks like it's a drum behind you, right?
Yes.
There.
This is a gong.
Oh, that's a gong. So it looks like a gong from afar.
Yes, it's a temple gong from somewhere in India. I was I do business with a family over there that makes bowls, Himalayan bowls, and this came from over there. They use bowls a lot as utilitarian things. They might put food in it and bring it to the monks up in the monasteries in the mountains. And the monks might give them a gong they've had in the monastery for a while. So she happened to have that and asked me if I'd like to purchase it, and I did. And it's just it's got all kind of prayers etched in it. It's kind of beautiful, and I keep it in this room just as a way to bathe myself in beauty, my music room.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
No, this is my drum here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Should we play together for a moment? I feel inspired to play together. All righty. Okay. Oh, so Chris is asking, we'll deal with your question in a minute.
Shrema Laki Maria Shrema Malitai Buddha Marininki Barika Vinosha Shrema Laki Maria Shrema. Thank you.
Okay. First, I was trying to tune in to you, and then I heard, Jody, don't tune in to Michael and keep up with him. Tune in to Spirit.
Yes.
And then Spirit will drive it, and then it got fine.
Yes. And in a minute, I taught sound at the Sacred Sound Ministry at Unity for quite a while, and people would say, let's get together and practice. And I would say, well, practice is really only going to hurt us. If you want to really practice, I want you to tune into the moment. Be present to the energies, and you will play exactly what's supposed to be played. Because if we practice, that's not what we're going to do when we actually play. We're going to be in a different moment, a different section of time, a different energy. So practice being in the moment, and you will do fine.
Yeah, so that's what I just learned right now. They're like, you don't need to try to keep up with Michael. You need to listen to Spirit.
you know, like you do with everything else.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll do that. It was just fine.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have cats join me in my sound journey sometimes on bass or keyboards. And the trained musicians are the hardest ones to play with because they're looking for some kind of structure and some kind of note. And they're like, Mike, you're all over the place. You don't follow any kind of pattern. I go, no. So the ones who play with me that just are fed from the same source where I'm fed, we get together beautifully and people think we rehearsed for years. Now, y'all been playing together forever. No, first time we played together. We're just aware that we're fed from the same source.
Right.
That's being in the moment.
Yeah. So I learned quick. All right.
Laissez-les, bon temps brûlé.
So what's your favorite musical instrument to work with or play with?
Hard to say. I'd have to say the Himalayan bowl because it was my first introduction into that kind of sound. I was doing some tantric work, working on self-love, and a lady placed a Tibetan bowl, a Himalayan bowl on my stomach and played it. And I was kind of in a trance at the time in the middle of therapy. And afterwards, I said, what did you do in the middle of the session? She goes, I put a Himalayan bowl on your stomach, on your solar plexus. Well, I just turned into sound. I blossomed. And that changed me. And the Himalayan bowl then introduced me to everything else. And now I play anything that's a vibrational instrument. I seem to be able to pick it up and play it. Like, I don't really know how to play the flute, but I found flutes that I can play. But the flute is really playing me. And the Native American flutes I play are about breath. It's not about playing anything. It's about breathing. I think at one point, the tree was alive, breathing air to us, and now I am breathing life into the tree. As it's been made into a flute.
That's
just beautiful completion of this
cycle. Yeah, it leaves me speechless, actually, Michael, which we're on a show, so I'm not allowed to be speechless.
And many of the flutes I play are called courting flutes, which I love. The Native Americans, some of the warriors didn't know how to speak to the women in the tribes tenderly. So one time the warrior was walking through the woods and he heard this sound blowing through one of the branches on the tree. The branch had died. The woodpecker had pecked some holes in it and the wind was blowing through it. And he asked the tree, could he have that branch to bring to the village and play for his lady? So the tree said yes. And he took it back to the village and played for his lady and won her heart. And they call it a courting flute. And many of mine are courting flutes. And I feel I'm making love with the universe every time I play music.
I have chills all over my body.
And I get to do it every day of my life for groups of people, our individuals, our corporate sessions. It doesn't matter. I just get to do it, and it's a blessing. I can't wait to wake up and do what I do.
So Vieta says, breathing life into the tree, a mind blower.
Yes, it gave me life. Now I give it life. It's just beautiful, the cycle of life. Thank you, Vienna.
Yeah, she's amazing. I love Vieta. She had a cool show on Sunday about the Lionsgate, and then Sunday, and then Zelda, our Monday morning host, she you know, also brought in the Lionsgate. And while I am not really talking about the Lionsgate today, I feel like our show our broadcast, what you and I are bringing here today, is a way to bring harmony to people transitioning to their new manifestations, like to where they need to be, how they be, and what they want to co-create with the universe.
Oh, it's divine alignment that we were scheduled to do this today. It's just perfect.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
The universe does not make mistakes. There are no mistakes.
Not at all.
Divine.
And Naima says, wow, the flute story made me cry.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, one of the guys who makes my flutes told me that story, and I cried in his yard that day. It was beautiful. Wow, what a beautiful story. And I tell people many times when they're playing instruments, you're not playing the instrument, you're inviting sound to come through the instrument. So it changed the way I play everything. I invite sound to be part of the energy I'm creating, and it happens to be a flute, a bowl, a chime, a stringed instrument, doesn't matter, but I'm inviting the sound to come out from the life that it once had and was and however it was made. Now I get to share that energy of my life and bring it out again.
All right, so what you taught me is, because this is my Tibetan bell, right?
Yes.
It's really, really large and heavy. You
invite
said
her.
If we don't strike it, we invite it to share the sound.
Yes. It changes the way you play.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Thank you for being one of my teachers. Yeah.
You're so welcome. We're all teachers and students.
Yes, we are. And then Vieta says, we are deep into the gate this moment with Michael. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that, like, I have a lot of harmony this morning. And I feel like you are the gatekeeper of the lion gate.
Yeah, there's no bottom to depth. You can keep going.
But you understand, like, you're the gatekeeper. So
I love it.
This morning,
thank you.
You're the gatekeeper. What you're doing is you're actually what I feel is like you're making the portal more magnificent, larger, more robust. I feel expansion.
Yes,
right?
More available. I love expansion, one of my favorite words, and open. I like open. Omnipotent power embracing now. Open. Stay open, please.
Say that again.
Omnipotent power embracing now. Open.
Omnipotent power embracing now. I don't think I've ever used the word omnipotent. And I think
welcome
when
to the
I
club.
Read it, when I read it, like, I was like, well, do I have to sound that out? So.
Yeah, stay open to everything. This universe gives us constantly, offering us these gifts. And when we stay open, we can receive, and what's meant for us will attach and connect. What's not will flow through us and bathe someone else. But that keeps energy moving. The fluctuation of stillness, earlier. It's just beautiful.
So what I want to do for everybody, we're going to go to commercial because we were late on the last one, and yeah, we'll just put that, it's supposed to be every half hour. So we're just going to get that in real quick. And when we come back, what I'm going to do is a prayer for receiving.
Yes.
Okay. And
beautiful.
I'm going to ask you to lightly play music while I do the prayer for everybody for receiving. So you're going to pick, hopefully, yes, you will. I would ask you to choose instruments that open up the heart in order to receive. That's
sure.
Going to be our intention. So I'll run the couple of commercials. And everybody, stay tuned, because we're coming back with a prayer to help you to receive all the goodness that you deserve.
Thank you.
Which is everything. So let me go to that commercial. I think this is the right one for Willie Wilson. Last week I called him Willie
Wilson. Taxes are higher than ever. Every day thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay. Yep,
that's me.
Yep, that's good. And I've got these going. So we're bringing in all of our guides. The Holy Spirit. Infinite, incorruptible source. And this prayer is for all of our listeners and the lives that they touch and the lives that they touch. This is for the universe. We are so grateful for you being here and supporting us. We invite you to support us in opening up our hearts and opening up our minds so that we can receive all the goodness that our life has to offer. The abundance of love, the abundance of life, financial abundance, the abundance of joy. The abundance of sweetness. The abundance of words of wisdom vibrating around. The abundance of music. The music that we make, the music that we co-create, the music that we are. I invite you all to open your hearts and receive this prayer of abundance. Allow God and the higher spirit, the Holy Spirit, source, incorruptible, infinite, incorruptible source, to give you all this and be open to receive all of that and all your many blessings. And just allow that to permeate your every soul, every cell in your body. Allow Michael's music to permeate every cell, bringing joy and harmony. And be ready to receive all the love that your family and friends and the universe has to receive, and that your perception is that people are filled with love, and so you will attract more love in your life. And more abundance. Thank you.
and harmony of music. The concept is that we are limitless, infinite humans with the ability to expand our consciousness and co-create with everyone here on the universe, in the universe and actually outside the universe. And then breathe in and release. Breathe in the love and abundance of the universe. And release anything that doesn't serve you. Breathe in the love and the abundance and the expansion of the universe and release anything that doesn't serve you. Michael, what would you like to add, my poet?
Remember that we don't take a breath, we are given a breath. Each breath is a gift. And what we do with that breath out is our gift in return. I choose love every time. Please do the same. I love you.
I love you. That's amazing. Everybody
Thank
got a
so.
Healing breath, healing bath today is what they got.
Yeah.
So I really encourage you, do you do sessions over the phone for people if you need to, or?
What's that?
Do you do sessions for people over the phone?
Not often. I usually like to be in person, but I'm open to anything. I don't limit myself.
Good, because I'm hearing there's an opportunity. I think people can hire you, like do a Zoom chat or something to help do like a healing bath over Zoom for them. So I'm putting that out there, and that's your expansion.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's your expansion in this Lionsgate.
Thank you, Jody.
Uh-huh. It's coming on strong. Because everybody who's here on this show just got a healing bath. So I encourage you to reach out to Michael and hire him. And I'm going to put his contact information again in the chat. Because this is, you know, he is nothing short of miraculous.
Thank you.
Really? My whole body feels divine.
We are divine.
Yeah, but it feels divine. Sometimes we're always divine. Sometimes we don't feel divine.
Dancing with the divine.
Dancing with the divine, right?
Yes, indeed.
So
yes, indeed.
Reach out to get Michael's book, Dancing with the Divine. I'm typing this in, so a book by Michael Burke, Michael Murphy Burke, right?
Yes.
Let me put that in there. And like he said, it's best to reach out to him direct to get that book. And that
yeah, I like
way,
that.
He can sign it. He can share the love on that book, so when you receive it, you'll feel the vibration of Michael, which is he brings to that it's the divine, his divine energy. And Chris says that was amazing. Thank you.
And it's interesting. I have a meeting that starts right after the show at 10 o'clock. And I'm so relaxed, I probably won't say squat.
Well, all the best to you in your meeting.
Yeah, right? So if there's anybody on the switchboard here who's, you know, called in and has a question, I'd be grateful for a question because I'm kind of out of questions because my brain's in mush mode. So unless, Michael, you want to share something that comes up for you, my brain's in mush mode.
I'm open to questions if anyone has one.
If
I'm
not,
always willing to read another poem if you want another poem.
Let's do another poem. Let's do that. Because my brain's in mush mode, people. Sorry. I'm in my zen mode, you know.
Let's do a poem from the book Dancing with the Divine.
Thank you.
This is called Completely Incomplete.
Ooh.
The absolute purity of truth lies between each breath. When we are neither breathing in nor breathing out, we are the stillness of the seventh day when even the Creator took a break. We are the potential of a chance, the epitome of yet to be. We are the lotus unopened. We are birth in all its glory without ever being born. Empowered with closure before the beginning. Seeded and fertilized. Before the shell. The idea born of one love. And expected passion. With no connection to a state of being, for we have yet to become. We are the stars in the sky before there was a sky. We are the thought of a Shakti before she was even dust. We are the essence of a savior. If one was ever needed, consumed in the purity of peace, swallowed in the belly of beyond before, giving in is not giving up. Surrender is acceptance, not defeat. Understanding this means nothing, and nothing exists by itself. Nothing is the space between breaths. Find yourself in space. All of it. We are complete. Long before we are incomplete. We are complete. Long before we are incomplete.
You know, I always say this after shows, like, oh, that was the best show ever.
That's funny. I say that after my sound journey. That's the best ever. Yes, it is. If you're truly in the moment doing exactly what you love, then it's the best.
It's the best one ever.
I love that.
So... I'm asking the audience to just put a little comment in the thread. Where are you tuning in from? I know some of you are from Atlanta, Arizona. I've got a few from Illinois and Wisconsin. But if you're listening in, let us know where you're. Just type in, you know, city, state, or the country. You know, I know we've had some people from Australia and the UK in.
Yeah.
We'd love to know where you, how far we've shared the love in this world today, and that's why we're asking.
Oh, yeah. And if people are in Atlanta, I can say where I'll be the rest of this month.
Yeah, so let's do that. There's you sent me a text.
I did.
So why don't you go ahead and start telling people, and I'll pull up the text message.
Good.
And
so this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, I am in Roswell, Georgia, at a place called A Mindful Movement, wonderful healing center. They offer cryotherapy, float tanks, yoga, various healing modalities. I am there Friday and Saturday from 4 o'clock till 5:15 each day, creating a sound journey. You can contact them for reservation, or you can just come out and join us. Then
how much is it to join that?
What's that?
How much is it to go to that one? Like, how much do they charge?
I think at Mindful Movement it's $35.
Okay. And Chris has a question. We have all sorts of things up here I didn't see. Okay. Says, Michael, do you utilize your voice to achieve some of the same vibrational goodness healing with the instrument?
Oh, yes, indeed. I think the most powerful instrument I can create with is the human voice. My voice, when I play and sing through the drum, is... it echoes back to me, and I hear chanting from the ethereal. So it's like I'm chanting with others, many others.
Yeah,
and that
in the
energy,
universe. Wow.
That energy then bathes the room, blends in with the instrument, and many people comment quite often on the power of my voice. They're like, I like when you chant, and many people will ask me, what did you say? And I'll say, what did you hear? It's a much better question. It doesn't matter what I said. It's a vibrational language I speak. Sometimes it's a light language. Sometimes it's Lakota. Sometimes it's Aramaic. I don't really know, but it just comes out, and my voice definitely is utilized as one of the main components of my journeys I create. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, great question. Great answer. Okay, so I put in here. In
yeah, I see
thread,
that.
That's the first one. And you
then
said
third Friday, I'm at Oya Yoga in downtown Alpharetta, OYA, from 7 till 8:30 for sound and wine. We have a gathering afterwards where people really don't want to go anywhere after the sound journey, so they just stay at Oya Yoga, beautiful lobby. They hang out, look at the art, drink a little wine, or you can have tea. And we might stay there for a few hours after the journey, bathing in the experience that everyone just had through the power of sound. And the third Saturday, I'm at Groovin' Yoga in Marietta, G-R-U-V-N, Groovin' Yoga in Marietta from 4 till 5:15 for a sound journey there. And the fourth weekend of every month, I'm at Woodstock Salt Cave. That sells out quite a bit, so you have to make reservations a month or two in advance. Woodstock Salt Cave is inside of a store called Forever and a Day. Beautiful store, crystals, just all kind of holistic, beautiful, natural stuff, and they offer all kinds of things. I'm there the fourth Saturday of every month, Saturday and Sunday, 4 till 5:30 each day.
Okay, and then I've got the fourth weekend of every month, and Sunday, oh, that's still the, okay. And so then,
oh, yeah, it's the third Sunday in Snellville, that's right.
Yeah, and then the other thing.
They had closed down for a while, but a lady just bought them, and she is reopening. So I'll be back out there the third Sunday of every month, 4 till 5:15, another salt cave. So you're getting bathed in sound, breathing negative ions, sitting in zero gravity chairs. It's a beautiful way to spend an hour and a half of your life.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. Would you tell people what you experienced with our zero gravity chairs here at Tucson Essentials?
Yeah, beautiful. I just disappeared into the vibrations of the machine that you generate a frequency with. A big fan of any type of frequency energy. So I kind of bathed in bliss for I don't know how long, because you lose track of time during these things. But I guess it was 20, 30 minutes, maybe.
It was 25 minutes. It's supposed to be 20. We always let people kind of, after they, we use the beamer, which is a pulse electromagnetic frequency. We use the BOD, which is sound healing. Then we use the frequency of love, so 528. Then we use three different oils applied, you know, one's for releasing the grief. The second one is releasing the anger. And the third one is for receiving the peace.
Beautiful day. I loved it out there. Thank you for that gift.
Yeah.
And to be able to do it right next to your husband, I felt great energy us doing it together.
Yeah. And so, like, that's just the thing, like, when we share these experiences, we also exchange, you know, the love, and it's, yeah.
We're two or more gathered. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So there's so many ways to bring peace into your life. And you know, Michael really showed that to me the other day. So I'm so grateful that you came here. I'm so grateful that we met at church, and that you shared your poem at the pulpit, or whatever they call that, at the stage. And,
yeah, I built that, actually. I used to do custom woodworking. The podium I spoke from, I built that for
you
the church.
Built that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love them. I wanted to give back to Unity, and one of the ways I could give back was to use my carpentry skills to build a new podium. And many people, I'm thrilled to see Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Flying Mystics, everyone has spoke from that podium. I love that.
Are you
I
kidding
built
me?
It, and I get to see people speak from it.
So those people have been at that church? Really?
Yeah, Deepak spoke. The first time I ever went to Unity was to see Deepak, and that's what turned me on to Unity. I went, well, out of all the places in Atlanta where he could go speak, why is he coming here? What is it about this place? And that's when I got involved, maybe 20 years ago. And then we had Wayne Dyer. We had Joe Dispenza.
Wow.
We've had amazing speakers there. And they come to Unity because of Unity. We're an open, honest place to worship. If you believe in a higher power and there's a designer that kind of is behind everything or within everything, let's say, then you're welcome at our establishment. We sometimes call it a spiritual center, not even a church, because people were off on the church word, but I don't mind calling it anything. It's just labels. You want to put a word on it, fine. It's a beautiful place to gather.
Yeah, I mean, it's a place to heal.
I love Unity North.
Yeah, so this is the right website, is it not? Yeah, because I recognize the room.
Yeah, that's at Unity North.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic place. Reverend Richard is a very good friend of mine. Never thought I'd have a reverend as one of my best friends, but he's just a regular guy that happens to be a reverend, and I love him.
Well, you know, I'm a reverend, just so you know.
Nice. I consider you a good friend as well.
Thank you. Likewise. So I want to say this about the church. So in the morning, I think it's 9 o'clock on Sunday, there's a Sunday mornings they have church in the labyrinth. So it's
outside in the labyrinth.
Yeah. So all you have to do is, like, you know, bring a foldable chair, or you can actually put some wood benches if you don't want to go all the way down to the labyrinth, which is like a 2-second walk.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to, you know, everybody wants to play the way they want to play. So that was the first church experience that I had at Unity. And I really liked it because I like being outside, because I think that the world is our church. Like, you don't have to actually be in a structure to be in church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think church is within. Church is wherever I'm at.
Yes. And Teddy, who's a lifelong family friend, she's got a comment here. She says, Michael Murphy Burke, I'm a luthier woodworker. Wood speaks is alive.
I completely agree. I always felt when I was creating that I was giving life back to the wood. It had given life to me. This beautiful cycle, and it really brought faith, it brought spirit, it brought God into my life. Carpentry brought God back into my life. I kind of lost it a little bit because I was arguing with the whole Catholicism I'd been brought up with.
Yeah.
I found it again through woodworking. And I thank God for woodworking every day. Did it for 30 years. Loved it. Loved every minute of it. As long as I'm creating, I'm a happy son of a gun.
Well, I'm the same way. So, and I'm going to stop the screen share. What I'm going to do, because I have a lot of listeners from Georgia, as you might expect, I'm putting the link to that church. I invite you all to go there. It's not the church that you grew up with. I'm just going to
say
I'm pretty confident in saying that. And I just want to have everyone say hello to Tinkerbell. She just wants to say hi this morning. She's my little bright light. And say hi, girlfriend. She says, I was not able to use my wings before Mommy came.
Big wing wave. Hello, Tinkerbell.
Yeah, you want to show everybody your wings? Come on, wings. Wings, you want to show everybody your wings? Oh, don't be shy. Anyways, so we are so grateful to have you on the show. We're so grateful that everybody chimed in this morning and, you know, get it chimed in to tune up the temple.
Tuning up the temple. I love it. Honored to do it. Honored to be here.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling around Christmas time, I want to have you back on.
I would love it.
Yeah, I want to do like a Christmas show. So around the Christmas time with you. Would you be, yeah, you'd be willing to do that?
I would be willing to do that.
We'll get some dates. We'll get a couple dates around there. So everybody, and then we are, actually, I don't know every, oh, so we have Casey LaPierre on next week. She is, she's an alchemist. And she actually has a new term that I don't remember, but she's a chiropractor. She's trained in divine intervention, spontaneous remission, like I am. She's got so many different skill sets, like you and I, Michael. She's driven by the divine.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
It's the best driver.
It's the. You know, no one else drives me really.
And if you're gonna be a passenger, you might as well have a good driver.
Right. If you're going to be a passenger of life, let the divine drive. I think we just made up a new quote. If you're going to be a passenger of life, let the divine drive. I'm going to put that in quotations. Everybody say, hey, goodbye.
That's being in the moment. We created that in the moment. How beautiful.
Amen.
Honored and just a pleasure to be here with you this morning, Jody. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And everyone, I think, knows how to get in touch with you. Connect with Michael on Facebook, please.
Thank you, everyone who joined us. I love you.
Yeah.
Love you all.
So, Zelda said, so I always like to just acknowledge everybody. So thank you to Chris, to Zelda from the Higher Learning Network. Thank you to Vieta. Teddy June, thank you to, we have Chris, we have Jerry Curtin, he was in here today, Dr. Tracy Cantor-Rudy was here, Philip, we are so grateful to everybody. If I've missed anybody, please accept my apologies. Thank you to my husband, Andrew. We are so grateful because together we are the harmony. All right. We're going to, I'm going to let you play that for a minute before I end the show. Just keep, okay. One more minute. All right. There you go.